Hello and welcome back to Naxos Classical Spotlight. The music you just heard was the very beginning of Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 8, subtitled The Pathetique, and it's an introduction to this podcast about a massive project undertaken by pianist Boris Giltburg, the recording and the filming of all 32 piano sonatas by Beethoven. This podcast is of necessity the briefest of introductions to a project that has 9 albums in its final box set. Over the course of this podcast, I will turn frequently to Boris Giltburg's own words, because what better person to introduce this music? Here's a bit more of the Pathetique Sonata. That was from Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 8, The Pathetique. In his introduction to the first sonata, Boris Giltburg writes, "Beethoven's sonatas, Opus 2, were his calling card in Vienna as a composer. At that point, 1795, he was already famous as a keyboard virtuoso, but the transition to fame as a composer was not obvious. And he took great care with the first works he published, a set of 3 trios, Opus 1, and 3 sonatas, Opus 2. Here is the very beginning of that very first piano sonata. Music from Beethoven's first piano sonata with pianist Boris Giltburg. I particularly appreciate Giltburg's notes and comments, both in this box set of these recordings, as well as on his Beethoven 32 website that includes video performances. Here is what he writes about Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 10. No. 10 in G major is a real hidden gem. The outpouring of loving emotion in the first movement, outwardly tender yet full of inner ardor, presents a Beethoven we haven't really encountered so far in the cycle. The personal nature of the music is reflected in the parlando, the speaking effect. Music which seems to imply spoken words, particularly in the second theme, with its many repeated, entreating notes. None of those were necessarily new or original, but the sincerity of emotion and the lack of theatricality make the music particularly endearing. Music from Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 10. Many of Beethoven's piano sonatas have been given titles, as is the case with the Piano Sonata No. 15, which is subtitled Pastoral. But as Boris Gilbert writes in his notes, whether or not the nickname Pastoral was approved by Beethoven himself, it is wonderfully fitting. The music strongly evokes nature, especially in the first and last movements. There is an unhurried gentleness throughout, climaxes are broad and harmonious, and the many simple chords, triads and their inversions, lend the music an aura of stability and calmness, which we rarely associate with Beethoven. Here is how this sonata begins. Thank you. That was from Beethoven's Pastoral Piano Sonata, his Sonata number 15. Another of the sonatas with a title is Sonata number 29, sometimes better known as the Waldstein Sonata, after its dedicatee, Count von Waldstein, a close friend and early patron of Beethoven's. Of this sonata, Boris Giltburg writes, "It is very tempting to talk of watershed moments, perhaps only visible to us in hindsight, but the Waldstein, its every note radiant with inspiration, is surely a landmark in Beethoven's development, as well as in the development of the sonata genre in Beethoven's hands." That was music from Beethoven's Piano Sonata number 29, the Waldstein Sonata. The Sonata number 28 has no title, just 20 minutes of amazing music. Of this sonata, Boris Giltburg writes, "Holy ground for all music lovers," wrote the great German critic Joachim Kaiser about this sonata, and I fully agree. The opening movement alone is a wonder of inspiration beyond belief. A melody as natural as breathing, lovingly spun into a delicate form akin to a flower covered in morning's dew, yet reflecting a wealth of complex emotions. been listening to a podcast introduction to a new box set of the complete Beethoven piano sonatas with pianist Boris Giltburg, Naxos catalog number 8.509005. Thanks for joining me. I'm going to leave the final word to Boris Giltburg and the final minutes of Beethoven's last sonata. In his notes, Giltburg describes this final music in this way. Standing at the closure of the entire sonata cycle, its profound truths both alluringly simple and tantalizingly elusive, I believe it can never be held or known, not really, not fully. There is tremendous satisfaction to be derived from traveling the paths, and an even greater one if at a certain performance a small glimpse of these truths can be gained, but always more remains to be found, similar to the complete cycle of 32 sonatas. It is an endless quest, a life's worth of soul-enriching searching.